ですね。
いいですね。
Good evening and welcome to DAC Simulation on BCB 106.6 FM. This is your fortnightly dose of goth, industrial, electronic and all kinds of stuff connected to that genre. Basically loads of music getting played and a bit of nattering. Tonight's show brought to you by myself, Nigel, as usual. I want to thank Steph for standing in for me last show, 2 weeks ago. And I've no idea what he played you. I haven't actually heard that show yet. So I'm sure it's all good stuff. And I hope I apologise if I repeat anything tonight. So I started tonight's show with what I think is a stunning track by Prometheus Burning, a band that's kind of been off my radar for a bit, but they're kind of creeping in. They've just got a new album out called A Play Called Humanity, which I've heard a few tracks from. That's one of them. And absolutely stunning stuff all round. You're going to be hearing much more of that in the coming shows. The show is pretty much going to continue as the usual format. I'm going to play you a bunch of tunes. I'm going to tell you about gigs and stuff, releases, gigs going on, releases coming out, all kind of stuff very heavily based on the music. There's a bunch of information about this month. There's loads going on, to be honest. But I'm going to continue now for the time being. Well, we'll come to the info later in the show. But we'll continue now with some Disconnected.
Thank you.
are still listening to Dark Simulation on BCB 106.6 FM. That was the quite fantastic Panzermensch by Andwon, a Storming Club dance floor track, if ever I've heard one. Before that, we had another Storming Club dance floor track with Electrohead. That was by Combi Christ, obviously. And before that, we had Disconnected with Pray Vote Donate Buy, a Storming track, but not one aimed for the dance floor, I don't think, but one I like a lot. I didn't realise those three tracks were going to be quite that long. I was going to mention, though, that the Panzermensch track, if you like that and you've heard it a lot in clubs and things, go onto YouTube and search for Panzermensch Misheard Lyrics, because there's a quite amusing track clip up there of misheard lyrics to that track, the whole track with the misheard English lyrics. It's quite enjoyable, to be honest. Anyway, I might put that on the DAC Simulation website at some point. What else have we got? We've got a few more tunes, I think. I'll do a couple more tunes before going on to the gig club guide stuff going on, shenanigans. So here's some Mind in a Box.
You are dreaming of what you used to be, and think you have taken the wrong turn. You have to get over your fallacy and light the fire that may burn. You are dreaming of what you used to be, and think you have taken the wrong turn. You have to get over your fallacy and light the fire that may burn.
very best match for me.
You heard their Killing Ophelia with Coming Up for Air, a track not many people seem to have heard of, but one I really do like. And before that, we had Mind in a Box with What Used to Be from the Short Storm single. Stunning stuff from them. They always do really stunning stuff, but that one's packaged really nicely. You can play it on a dance floor, you can play it on a show. It works really well in a lot of situations. Anyway, as I mumbled about at the start of the show, we've got gigs, clubs and information coming along now. Worthy of mention, there's quite a few things going on, so this might take a while, bear with me. But the first thing is Nine Inch Nails. A few weeks ago they put a mention on their website saying basically that they were thinking of giving it a break for a while. Now this didn't officially mean a breakup, it didn't officially mean anything really, it was just kind of almost a throwaway comment. But they did say they were going to go out in style, really, and it looks like that style is by touring with Jane's Addiction. So they're going to do a tour, it looks like an American only tour, but they're going to do a tour with Jane's Addiction this summer. Now if you want to hear the kind of tracks that are going to get played at that, there's a taster, a free download taster available. So if you go to www.ninja2009.com, cunningly combining Nin and Ja for Jane's Addiction, that just works really well. So yeah, clever marketing from Trent as always, and a nice little download. So the bunch of about five or six tracks there, stuff from all the bands that are playing on that tour. Also, not part of that tour, they are still playing a few gigs in the UK this coming year. They seem to be part of the festival season, so it's not with Jane's Addiction, it's just Nine Inch Nails as part of a main festival. So on the 11th of July, they're playing Tea in the Park at Kinross in Scotland, and on the 12th of July they're playing the Oxygen Festival in Nass in Ireland, and on the 2nd of August they're playing the Sonosphere Festival at Nebworth. So if you're based in the UK and you want to see Nine Inch Nails, there's opportunities to do that this year. What else is well worth mentioning? KMFDM have released a new album. I think that's just come out this week. Fantastic stuff from them. You can hear the whole album all the way through on their MySpace page, which I think is myspace.com/officialKMFDM. And all the tracks of the whole album are there. You can just play all the way through it. And it's pretty much getting recognised as their best work in years. So that's looking really good. I've had a bit of a listen. There's a, I've got to agree with a lot of the reviews coming out that it's good stuff from them. What else? Rammstein. For all those of you who like a bit of kind of industrial rock of the variety Rammstein bring you, they've finished recording their latest album. They've announced that much. What they're now doing is all the production stuff afterwards, the mixing. So they reckon 6 to 8 more weeks and there'll be a product there, presumably time for pressing and the getting it through the normal chains. But Rammstein album on the horizon, no dates as yet. The main thing, the big piece of news this week that if any of you are following the online forums and things, you'll have noticed already, Infest has been cancelled this year. It's a really unfortunate situation from the organisers. They couldn't use the regular venue because that was undergoing a renovation this year. So they were trying to confirm getting another venue on the Bradford University campus to use for the festival, but they couldn't get confirmation in time to start booking the bands and making all the arrangements they have to commit to. So this year there will be no Infest, which for those of you like me who have been to a fair chunk of them, I think I've been to 7 or 8 of them now and there's only been 10, it's going to be missed this year. Hopefully, there's been no official statement, but hopefully it'll be back in 2010 with the organisers all refreshed and energetic from having a year off. So fingers crossed that'll happen, and I'll let you know any more information about that as I find it out. Okay, running down more local things, gigs and clubs. We have coming up tomorrow on Friday the 3rd, that's not tomorrow, that's in a week or so, isn't it? Friday the 3rd of April, Friday Flock Live at the Subculture in Leeds. This is the combination of live gig and club nights. So the live gig is Blind Before Dawn supporting Zeitgeist Zero. That's a change up from the original lineup because the original support unfortunately disbanded. So they've got Blind Before Dawn there now, and Zeitgeist Zero, fantastic friends of the show, who have got a stunning new album coming out, and it's their album launch night. So get yourself down there, it should be good stuff. Doors are 7:30, first band on at 8 p.m, club 10 p.m. till about 3, I think, at least 2-ish. £4 in advance for the gig, £4 for the club night, unless you get there between 10 and 11, where it's £3. FridayFlock.net for more information. Following that, on Saturday the 4th of April, not technically local, but just a short train ride away, there's Covenant and Deviant UK playing Manchester Academy. Don't know much about that. I think it's about 15, 16 quid for the ticket. Anyway, you want more information, you just Google for the Manchester Academy website and you're sure to find all the information you need for that. On Friday, scattering around actually, Friday the 4th of April and Saturday the 5th of April is the Darklands Weekender. I hadn't actually noticed about this until I did a bit of Googling and spotted this was coming up. On Friday the 4th, there's Darklands regular club night at Fibbers in York. Actually, I think that's more of a Black Veil club night at Fibbers in York. That runs from 10:30 p.m. till 3 a.m. and that's £4 on the door. And Saturday is the Darklands night at the Junction in York. That's 8 p.m. till 8 and that's £3 on the door. And that's a zombie theme night on the Saturday. Prizes for costumes, apparently. More information about that can be found at darklands.org.uk or gogpromotions.co.uk/blackveil. Coming up as well, we've got the Sisters of Mercy, for the Tragoth fans amongst you. They're playing the Academy in Leeds at on Wednesday the 8th of April. So that's £18. And more information about that gig can be found at o2academyleeds.co.uk. Looking further to April. April's a busy month, it really is. But looking further into April, on Saturday the 11th of April, we've got Bad Moon Rising live at the Manville Arms. And that's Pinkhurst and support, free entry for that gig, Manville Arms, free gig, goth DJing and, good music, goth DJing, what more do you need? Free gig there. And also in April, there's Beyond the Veil, the goth festival, the yearly one in Leeds, and that's on the 11th and 12th of April. A two-day ticket costs £29, and the bands playing there are Rosa Crux, Heavy Current, Seaburn, The Eternal Fall, Ghostfire, John Merrick's Remains, and Legion. More information can be found about that at gogpromotions.co.uk/blackveil. Well, hey, April, if you're trying to get to everything, you're going to be broke by the end of April, because it's also the Whitby Goth Weekend, the twice-yearly event over in Whitby, and the lineup for Friday is Avenue Park, The Last Dance, and Elusive, and the lineup for Saturday is Diary of Dreams, The House of Usher, and Razor Blade Kisses. More information about that gig can be found at www.wgw.topmum.co.uk. I suspect most people going to Whitby will already know about what's playing or have their accommodation booked, because I'm well aware that the accommodation in Whitby books out months in advance, so it can be a bit tricky to get stuff at the last minute. So yes, lots of good stuff going on in April. There's the usual nights as well. There's, well worth mentioning, the Wendy House on Saturday the 18th, on the third Saturday of the month as usual. That's at Leeds Uni SU, that's £5, and that runs from 9pm till 2:30am. More information can be found at www.thewendyhouse.org. There's also the weekly nights worth mentioning. There's the Black Sheep at the Subculture in Leeds, running from 7pm till 11pm on Sundays. Free entry. Request-friendly DJs, random guest DJs, all good stuff. And every Thursday, there's Bad Moon Rising at the Manville Arms. Again, free entry. And runs from 7-ish till late, I think. More information about Black Sheep can be found at www.sheepish.net. And more information about Bad Moon Rising can be found at gothupnorth.co.uk. So there you go. That's a big chunk of stuff going on in the next few weeks. Loads to do. And loads of bands. See, it's good to see the live circuit kind of kicking up into gear again. I think all the bands have come out of hibernation, or maybe the studio, from where they were in winter, and now they're all touring again. So that's all good stuff. Right, back to the tunes. You're probably fed up with me wittering on. Now, as I said, it's soon to be Zeitgeist Zero's album launch party, and this is a track from it. This is Party for One.
Bye.
Fantastic stuff there. You heard Ashbury Heights with Swan Song. Before that, you heard Condition from Dragons. And before that, you heard the absolutely fun Party for One from Zeitgeist Zero, who, as I've just mentioned, were are going to be doing their album launch party for that album, Dead to the World, in a couple of weeks' time. So get yourself down the subculture in Leeds for that if you enjoy that kind of music. I certainly will be there. And tonight, it seems that time has escaped me again. It's just flown by. It must be having a show off that's done it. I've just been sat in the studio singing along to all the tunes and thoroughly enjoying myself, so I hope you have done too. Back in a fortnight as usual, and I'm going to leave you tonight with some Rottersand, some This Is Almost Violent.
Departure, take your place behind the wheel. You're in. out of nowhere. Your passion bites, and I'm willing to get there. I hate your eyes, your words leave me silent. I'm paralyzed, your looks almost violent. Take your place behind the wheel, you're in command. Take me where you want to, I'm a passenger waiting for departure. Leave behind a face of steel, don't get deceived, I'm human and I want you. I'm a passenger waiting for departure. Take your